You are about to have a new text-to-speech experience. Hi, I'm John, a new voice from Inoetics. My coworkers and I are happy to read any text. We can be used with screen readers, software which converts screen text-to-speech for visually impaired people. However, we can be used in other ways as well.
For example, we can narrate games. Here's a sample using an old text adventure game called Zorkai. The Great Underground Empire. It became freeware years ago. West of house. You are standing in an open field west of a White House, with a boarded front door. There is a small mailbox here. Open mailbox.
There is a message for you.
Opening the small mailbox reveals a leaflet. Get leaflet. Taken. Read it. Welcome to Zork. Zork is a game of adventure, danger, and low cunning. In it you will explore some of the most amazing territory ever seen by mortals. No computer should be without one. S. South of house. You are facing the south side of a White House. There is no door here, and all the windows are boarded. E. Behind house. You are behind the White House. A path leads into the forest to the east. In one corner of the house there is a small window which is slightly ajar. Open window. With great effort, you open the window far enough to allow entry.
Dad, can you tell me a story? Mom is busy reading an adventure game.
Sure. Here is a book for little girls like you. It was written long ago in 1865. Your mom and I were not born yet. The story is called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 1 Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that. Nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear! Oh dear! I shall be late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket, and looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket, or a watch to take out of it, and burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it, and fortunately was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped suddenly down, so suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down a very deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next.
Do you like what you just heard? Oh, where are the best voices? Oh, where could they be? With a sound so clear you can have no fear. Support will help you and me. And if you're wondering how to spell the company's name like me, it is INNOEEICS.com, do you see?
Check them out today. Go to www.INNOEEICS.com.
Inoetics is not responsible for the content of this advertisement.